The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Summer brings flies, and flies are a nuisance, especially mayflies.
Shoo, mayflies, shoo!
So why in the world is this man trying to deliberately create more of them?
With his shop vac, Professor Jerry Castor's collecting mayflies to reintroduce them to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
The answer after this from Charlie. In places that have mayflies, they are swarming. Mayflies are about an inch long, and every year, for 72 hours, they rise in immense swarms for a mating ritual that is harmless to humans, but also terrifying.
They're like a tornado.
And once they mate, they drop dead. It's nature's way of reminding us that online dating is actually not that bad. But mayflies also perform another function which most people don't appreciate, other than biologists. CBS correspondent Adriana Diaz talked with Kent Johnson, whose job is to monitor water quality for Minneapolis-St. Paul.
They're indicators of excellent water quality.
So these mayflies are like a cheat sheet.
They are a cheat sheet.
But that's not all. Mayflies are also a significant source of food for fish. Fish eat the live mayflies. They eat the dead mayflies. They eat the newly hatched mayflies. Fish love mayflies. And that is why, during the mayfly mating season, Professor Jerry Castor of the University of Wisconsin was out collecting mayflies with his shop vac. They disappeared long ago from Green Bay because of water pollution, and they took the fish with them. But now, he says, the water should be clean enough that with a little nudge, the mayfly swarms and the fish that feed on them and the sportsmen that love to catch the fish should come flocking back.
Possibly $250 million a year could be added to the economy because of these mayflies.
So, let's all join in a toast, shall we? Good luck, little mayfly. Here's hoping you're a winner. But either way, Wisconsin is expecting you for dinner.
Shoo, mayfly, shoo!
Get away while you can. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.